Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to Roast Battle, the podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about roast battle, roasting, anything roast related. I'm Brian Moses. I'm your host alongside my co-host, Mr. Coach T.
Good afternoon, Moses.
DJ Coach T. Also, Pat Barker's here.
What's up? I'm blessed to be here, Moses.
Yeah, you're the you're our guy. You're our expert, our aficionado when it comes to roast battling. How was your week? How's your weekend?
It was good. I have a sick kid at home. My kid's got he's coughing,
right,
sneezing,
stop,
and
stop.
Shit.
We're not getting into that.
Right?
Different kind of podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We had I'm supposed to roast everybody. Yeah, my ugly, dumb kid is sick. There you go.
Wow.
No, okay.
I hope he doesn't hear this. we're diving more into the origin of some of the people who are involved in Roast Battle, some of the characters.
Drama.
Yeah.
Into the drama of
Into the drama of, you heard Earl talk about how he was the original hater. We'll meet his replacement. All the way from Saudi Arabia. It's the Saudi Prince.
Yo, what's up, my friendly bitches? Saudi Prince is in the fucking house.
Saudi.
What's up, my friend?
Just coming off of TV.
Yeah, what's up with that? How'd you get on TV and Earl didn't get on TV? That's what they want to know.
I'm usually on closed circuit TV, but, you know, this was my first time on, what do you call it, open circuit TV or what? What
Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Deep cable.
It's barely bigger than closed circuit TV. A lateral step in my...
Everybody likes to take shots at Comedy Central.
That's the theme on this podcast.
Yeah.
That was a compliment.
True, you are an incredible hater.
Talking them up.
Yeah. Yeah, man, on TV this year, man.
Yeah, how did you, I mean, with all your vitriol and your misogynistic views, your racist views, your xenophobic views, I mean, like, you have all these isms that you're the ultimate hater. So how'd you get on TV with all those bad things that, you know, that people don't let people see on TV?
Well, you know, Comedy Central outbid Fox. So, you know, otherwise, yeah, that, you know, my home would have been on the right-wing channels. It was...
Are you a right-wing guy?
I mean, it depends where you are. In my country, I'm very liberal, you know, but here...
Which means what?
You know, I'm for women driving, you know, as long as you leave the canvas on the car, you know, so that they just leave a small slit on the windshield and so that they can see a small amount. It makes it more difficult, but the challenge is good for them.
Okay.
And yeah, you know, I brought a movie theater into my country. And
did you?
Yeah.
Like Magic Johnson Theater almost. You brought that, like he brought that to the hood in the 90s.
Sure, sure. And yeah, he brought other things to the hood.
Like what?
A lowered white blood cell count.
You guys say Magic Johnson's on DL?
That's what I hear, my friend. I hear whispers. I hear whispers like Trump.
Wait, is Trump on the DL?
No. Trump says he hears whispers. He says he hears things, and then you find out it's things that he made up himself.
Oh, okay. That's your boy, though, right?
Yeah. He's in my pocket.
Okay.
Yeah. Corner pocket. It's like a pool game for me.
So how does a guy like you, you know, go on to rent out a whole theater for, you know, for us to televise that event? Thank you, by the way, for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I found
the money in my couch.
And then you replaced our original hater, Earl Skakel. So how did that process happen?
Oh, it wasn't replacement, my friend. You know, some people, we work together and, you know, he decided to take some time off and, you know, I'm sticking around because I don't have shit to do right now.
Okay.
You know, it's good to have an alibi.
Well, didn't you guys just kill like a journalist from America?
Did we? I don't know.
It was suicide by buzzsaw, I believe. That was the official explanation.
I can't be asked to know where I am at all times. I don't know. It's good to have a public place where I'm seen by a lot of people.
Yeah, that was Roast Battle this past season. So what attracts you to Roast Battle? Why are you such a fan?
It's nice. You know, I came to America for the freedom of speech, but, you know, anywhere you go where the women are fuckable, they don't let you talk the way you want to talk. You know, like San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles. You say, hey, I got ideas. And they go, you can't say retard. Or you can't say Negro, or you can't say...
Yeah, you can't say Negro.
The funny thing is you literally can't say that on this podcast. They're going to bleep out everything you just said.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah, they will bleep out. I forgot about that.
That's ironic.
I forgot. We've been getting a lot of retard bleeps.
Oh, yeah. My apologies.
It's okay. Just put the check in the mail for Comedy Central. They'll, yeah, they'll take care of it.
No kidding.
Now we got to make that legal department work. So keep it coming, Saudi. Retards, niggas. Yeah, yeah. Who else? Keeping, sand niggas.
I'm keeping people in. Sand nigga, I find to be an offensive term, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's unoriginal racism. If you think about it, you know what I mean. It's
what do you mean?
That's your racial slur. You just put sand in front of it. I mean, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. Don't bring sand to it.
Yeah.
To the nigga beach.
Listen, that's someone else's racial slur. You put sand. That's just unoriginal racism.
You're right.
You know?
It's like, lazy.
That's lazy racism. Yeah. Give me my own word.
What's
your
favorite racial slur? Are you a towelhead guy? Camel jockey?
No, towelhead couldn't be anybody that, you know, wears any Muslim. There's Muslims in Malaysia. There's Muslims. You can wear a towel anywhere. And camel jockey I reserve for Middle Eastern midgets. So, no, I mean, at least George Lucas called us Jawas. You know what I mean? Sand people. You know? Right, give me my own word. I can't claim. Yeah. How am I supposed to embrace the word sand nigga? I'm going to go into a hookah bar. Beware. Where are my sand niggas at? Where are they at? Where are they at? God. You know, I'm going to get curbed because I'm more sand than nigga. You know what I mean?
All right. This one is near and dear to my heart, this next battle. It's a 50-year-old man versus... It's a white man, too. Versus a Saudi Arabian prince, so let's have some fun. First, I'm going to bring him to the stage. Started comedy in the 50s. He opened for Kiss. Make a love for Skippy Green, everybody. Good to see you, Skip.
Good to be seen, Schwartz.
He wins? All right. Been a long time. You're battling a kind of a terrorist, a Saudi Arabian prince. Why'd you say yes to this?
Well, I figured for thousands of years the Jews have been fucked by the Middle Easterns. It's time for some fucking revenge.
Damn right. All right, well, let's meet this fucking crazy son of a bitch. Listen, he used to open for Saddam Hussein.
Only in bed.
Exactly. Keep it going for ExxonMobil owner, the Saudi Arabian prince. Saudi prince!
Well, Saudi, you have a past in battling. You battled Skippy Green. Do you plan on battling anyone else ever again? Are you getting back in the ring?
You know, they say in if you travel, you know, in Africa, there's a saying that the lion doesn't need to roar. You know, and it's you know, once you've shown what you're capable of, there's no need to go out there. And it's you know, Tyson in his prime would have been better walking away before he got to Buster Douglas. You know what I mean?
That's true.
I'm not fucking around. I took my winnings and I fucking spent them wisely. I don't
smart man.
I don't need to keep battling until I'm an aging boxer who's stuttering.
Only the ones that kill themselves do that. I save mine for now. Party now, party later.
Saudi Prince. Shit. Saudi Prince, you're usually at the haters table. Tonight you're here.
Hey, I know this guy.
Hey, getting fucked in the ass doesn't count as losing your virginity.
Ooh.
Yeah, in Utah anyway.
Usually when you see a hack and a Saudi battling, the victim is a little girl's clitoris.
High five!
Oh, Jesus, Saudi Prince. All right.
This is exciting for me. I am no comedian, but this is my first time roasting a Jew lesbian without a can of gasoline. So,
all right. Woo! We got it.
Yes. For new experiences.
All right. All right. It's one round. It's 1 minute. You guys get to judge tit for tat. Who's going first?
I can go for you.
Are you good? Yes. All right.
Let's finish this because after we roast him, I have a bag of rocks in the car. We can roast him like we do in my country.
Yes. Yeah. Damn right. All right. Saudi Prince.
Moses, yes. Is this roast battle or fucking trick or treat? What are we fucking doing here?
Is it be both?
We're about to find out. All right.
You guys better bring the heat.
Yeah,
this looks like an Amber Alert lineup.
I'm waiting for him to make another Addams Family movie. That's exciting. Light bulb.
There's the heat. Oh, yeah, you're fine.
I didn't even miss it.
Skippy, you look like a ventriloquist dummy that came to life and kept a hand in your ass.
My God, Saudi Prince, look at you. You're furry, you're brown, you smell like shit. You're like Kim Kardashian's taint. Wait, no, wait, I take that back. Kim Kardashian's taint has been on television.
You suck on that cigar like there's an acting job at the end of it. Coach T just got 72 virgins.
I swear to God, you have so many venereal diseases, your blood type is AIDS positive. Your cum is dirtier than Flint, Michigan's water. It's a fucking clever joke.
Your clothes are from the 60s, your act is from the 40s, and your mustache is from the guy who molested you in your 20s.
You fucking gargoyle, look at you. You got a big hook nose and you can't write a joke. You're what would happen if Gonzo the Muppet fucked Aziz Ansari. And you sound like what would happen if Borat guzzled a bucket full of cum.
You've headlined so many bowling alleys, they've let you keep the shoes.
I swear.
Suck my hairy camel dick.
You know what? It really makes sense we're doing this in the Bella Room because that last joke was a fucking abortion. Let me tell you. You want to be famous? Good luck. Listen to me. Hey, listen to me, you furry fuck. Listen to me right now. The closest you will ever come to being on a red carpet is if you go down on a chick during a period. Period. Pussy. They bleed.
See?
Oh, yeah, there you go. That was hilarious. Let me tell you, you have got the sex appeal of chemotherapy.
No, come on. All right. Yeah. Hold up. We're going to say we might have overtime for this one. Judges, what do we think? Jeff, that was some fucking heat.
I take it back. That was fucking hilarious.
Right?
I really enjoyed that. It's like a funny, mean, fake battle. It was fucking crazy.
Oh, it got real.
Are you guys buddies in real life, or what's the story?
Not officially, but yes, we've done blow off the same cock.
Yeah.
Stop
it. It's true.
It's true.
Yeah. We both got women stoned. I do it with coke. He does it because I read a book.
You can't fuck with these two.
I almost feel like you could switch outfits and do each other's material. That was awesome. I got two big winners on that one. I don't know what these guys are.
You want to add anything, Jay and Theo?
Yeah. Skippy opened strong, closed strong, but Scotty kept... I mean, it was... I would love to see OT. Whoa, did we just have the OT? Did we just have an OT?
They might... One
Come
more.
On. They have no jokes left.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Hey, if we vote, is there going to be a winner? Yeah. If we vote right now, is there going to be a winner? Yeah. All right. We're going to vote. Saudi Prince. Yeah. All right. All right. Skippy Green. You didn't lie to me, folks. You're winner. Terrorism wins.
How was that experience being on TV? As in a character like that, or not a character, but you know, you had girls at the table. I saw that.
Yeah. They're drawn to me. It's interesting in your country because. women are attracted to money like moth to a flame. It's interesting. And I'll tell you, I know for a fact these bitches don't like me if I don't have my money. I can tell when I drive my my older Rolls Royce, I don't get half the attention.
Older Rolls Royce.
Yeah, they know. These women know.
Did you get any flack from anybody? Like any bad looks? Was everyone just okay? Did you what was your end like?
I mean, like, yeah, your first, I think the Jamar Yamanika battle, I think that was kind of your opening. And then you literally say, I'm ready to bid on. Who am I bidding on?
Yeah. I threw a lot of money at them, and Jeff just took it and didn't give me either one. I don't know what he said. Checks in the mail. I don't know what that means. I am waiting for the Yamanika. She has the booty for days. My God. I want to start a tow truck company called Camel Toe and put her as the mascot.
You know, let's go through the battles that happened this season that you were at, right?
There you go.
You were there for all of them.
I think you were there for most, yes.
Yeah, let's talk about, you saw Pat Barker battle Eli. What did you think about that one?
That was interesting, my friend. That was, it was like a goblin facing his ghost of future past or something. That was
which was the goblin.
They're translucently white. They have
that's true.
They
little
have
pasty.
Facts.
Very little generic pasty. Shape. You know, they're
generic shape.
Eli had a lot of miscarriage jokes that I don't think the crowd was feeling. How'd you feel about his material choice?
I felt like his jokes missed about as much as Pat's semen.
Jesus.
Hey, he's got a baby now.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
He opened the episode talking about his kid and shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. We all assume it's his, but it has my eyes.
Let's roast.
Wow.
Someone was driving the new Rolls Royce by my wife.
She's attracted to the older one, my friend.
It's an honor to be the stepdad to your child.
You're doing a good job. Both are doing a great job.
Yeah, keep an eye on him.
I have a question for you. How do you deal with Brian Moses here allowing women and gay people and minorities to battle every Tuesday? Every Tuesday you show up. And he gives all these opportunities to people that you're not a fan of. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, well, we used to have our slaves in Bloodsport, you know, and it's essentially the closest you can do to that. So, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, you don't want them walking free. You want them, at least for your entertainment, dance monkeys, you know?
No, yeah. I'm not calling them monkeys. I'm merely giving them equal opportunity to offend each other, you know? That's what it's about. It's about consent. Saudi Prince?
Yeah, consent to do what I tell you. Yeah. They are jumping through the hoops that you make them jump through so that they can one day pretend that they are good enough to be on Comedy Central or Netflix or some shit.
Some of them have been.
Oh, he's throwing
that heat. Pat, but some of them have been.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
That joke will never get old.
Moses is not the 40 acres and the mule. He's more the carrot in front of the mule to tell, hey, this is the promised land. You know, do what I tell you and we'll give you something better down the road.
I've never promised anybody anything.
That's pretty good. That's pretty well.
No, it's all unspoken.
Yeah. Maybe that's why Earl's so mad.
Yeah, because
he was told that he was going to be, and then you
he
usurped
was there.
Him. You usurped him, Saudi Prince.
Earl is upset for what? He's he's a Kennedy with a big cock. What could he be upset about?
Oh, you hear that, Earl? He's right.
No,
you
I mean,
you got money and a big dick. What else do you need?
Well, yeah, I mean, look at me.
Yeah,
I have half of that.
Which half?
He says he invented the hater role.
He did invent the hater role.
He did.
I mean, is he the first person to hate? No. Is he the first person to hate in roast battle? Probably, yeah.
Probably, yeah. I love that.
Oh, I'm not saying it's me, but we have a long history of hating in my country. I mean, open a newspaper from any decade and it says trouble in the Middle East. That's hate.
This is true. Yeah. So I think
say the Kennedys have had it easy, but you know.
So
they have lately.
So from what I understand, on Periscope, everybody hates everyone except for the Saudi Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this right, Pat?
Saudi Prince is very popular on Periscope.
Well, shouldn't he be? Why, you guys are saying I should be hated too?
No. Your fan base is all haters.
Yeah, it's
pretty sweet.
There could be an argument made.
The comment section of the YouTube channel is where my home is. You know,
the voice.
Those are my people. Yeah, yeah.
There could be an argument made that said that you are a superior hater. to your predecessor.
Listen, my friend.
Do you indulge in that?
This is subjective, you know. It's, you know, you say tomato, tomato, you know. What?
I never thought Saudi Prince would be politically correct.
Right? Listen, very diplomatic answers here.
Yeah. I tell you, my friend, I think I am the best hater to ever live, but I also tell my wives that this is the best you've ever been fucked, you know.
First up! Love this cat. He has, I think he's like, 1-1 in this thing? He's a really dope rider. We love him so much. Make love for Jonathan Rowell, everybody. You're such a fucking asshole, Coach. Jonathan.
Yeah.
Frank Ocean's album comes out Friday. Where are we listening to it?
Not.
Really?
No.
He's so good. Anyway. you're battling Ramsey Badawi. Why this motherfucker?
I don't know. I thought he was good. I wanted to see if I could beat him.
So classy. So right? So much sportsmanship up here in those battles.
He's soft spoken, but it's fucking... Oh, he's got the hardest jokes ever. Saudi Prince, your brethren's coming up.
I cannot wait to see him.
He's never lost. He's a bad bitch. Make a love of Ramsey Badawi.
Thank you. Hey, Saudi Prince, what's up, buddy?
Hello, Akbar. Hello,
Akbar. Okay.
Nice. What's home tower mean? Advantage. I like this shit.
I'm starstruck, man.
You're starstruck? Stop it. You don't have to be. Yeah, you're like a handsome Josh Martin or like David Deary or anything, really.
If I'm the handsome version of you, I feel so fucking bad for you. I really do. Jesus
Not
fucking
me.
Christ.
Anyway. You're battling Johnny. Why are you doing this to him?
You know, he's Mexican. I'm Palestinian. They kicked us out of Israel. We're going for Mexico, baby. We're going for it.
Holy shit. I didn't know. I just learned something. This is good. All right. It's 3 rounds. First round's tit for tat. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Shit. All right. Let's just get to it. Ramsey, Jonathan, are we ready? Yeah! Let's roast!
Jonathan is a Latino alternative comic. You can catch him every Sunday performing with the Undocumented Citizens Brigade.
Ramsey, you gay genie. You look like you live in a one-bedroom lamp.
You guys, you gotta give it up for Jonathan. For a guy who looks like he's allergic to almonds, he sure swallows a lot of nut.
Ramsey's back looks like 72 virgins just shaved their pussies over it.
Oh, so funny. Most Mexicans are worried about Trump building a wall. Jonathan is just worried he'll forget to include a glory hole.
Ramsey's a terrible driver. He cuts people off faster than his girlfriend's clit.
Wow! I wasn't lying. Some of the smartest jokes in roast battle history. Holy shit, man. Golden Pony, go ahead.
This was amazing. This was like Pulse Nightclub versus The Shooter.
Oh, man.
You know, there was one joke where you said that it looks like he lives in a one-bedroom lamp. And, I mean, that sort of sounds like a compliment. Like a one-bedroom lamp in Los Angeles. Like, that doesn't sound that bad at all. But then, you know, that 72 virgins, I mean, it got a big reaction and all that. But you know what? I'm going to go with Ramsey on round one. What's all right. This guy's name? What's...
This is Jonathan.
Love it. All right. Very good, Jonathan. I think if anybody can come back, it's Jonathan. He's super gay.
By the way, all nigga wave, you've outdone yourself yet again. I mean, that's disgusting. Mo Mandel, what you got?
I mean, it was fucking good. I think as a white Jewish man, if we've got Mexicans and Palestinians insulting each other, our plan is working. You know, So I think the winner is fucking me.
Hollywood.
I'm going to go Ramsey on that. Ramsey, because I liked it, and I like both, but it fucking, I feel like my people have done enough, so I need to vote for him.
Nice. It's the first time a Jew's voted for a Palestinian. Good job. Yeah. Your vote doesn't matter, but
I kind of blacked out after the metaphorical cum shot on the mirror there. I can't stop looking at it.
Right?
It doesn't matter.
Metaphorical.
I also don't know what metaphorical means, but if it were up to me, I would vote for Harold Ramis here, but looks like it's already gone to Ramsey, I think, right?
Yeah, it's gone to Ramsey.
My vote is for the 72 virgins joke.
All right, so clean sweep for Ramsey. Ramsey's up one round. Saudi Prince, before we go to the next one, what you got?
This was a good fight between the guy who answers the phone when I call customer support versus the guy they send out to fix the problem. But, I want to see more.
We're going to see more.
By the way, I don't know if you're connected, but the production quality in those ISIS videos, amazing.
Thank you.
The clarity is really good.
You know, I
who's the production company? What's
see, that's that? The well, we produce in-house, but here's the thing. I tell them, spend the extra time and money, do a good job. It's going to go notice. They say, no, thank you, Coach T. Thank you.
The lighting's amazing. And it was on a beach, and I knew that I was like, it was well lit.
You know why we do that?
Why you do that?
Because nobody believes shit they see on the internet these days. They say, oh, it was going to be, you know, like there's guys that say, oh, the Sandy Hook shooting didn't happen. This was done by actors. This is Photoshop. This is bullshit. We do that so that you can go, fuck, they couldn't have faked that. That's why we do it, you know? So you fucking believe it. If you fucking do one beheading video and they doubt it, you have to do 10 more so people believe it. This way you get the most bang for your head and you get... You're able to, you know, you spend the money, do it right the first time. That way you're not like Comedy Central putting out a new shit show every week and trying to stay afloat.
Hey, come on. You know? We're going to see more. Second round's a little bit different. They get 30 seconds apiece to spit as many jokes as possible in the allotted time. Ramsey won the first round. Jonathan, do you want to go first or defer to Ramsey? Fuck. All right. Round two, are we ready? Ramsey, Johnny, let's roast.
Ramsey, did it hurt to see your family get killed in The Mummy Returns? Ramsey, you look like you have a lot of faggy opinions about hummus. Okay. The only time Ramsey drops acid is when it's on a woman's face.
Only if she's trying to read. Only if she's trying to read. Last year, Jonathan contracted gonorrhea, which means Jonathan likes his dick like he likes his coffee, with a slow drip. Jonathan's boyfriend needed antibiotics to treat the gonorrhea and roofies to treat the memory of fucking Jonathan. Jonathan, there is one plus side to you having gonorrhea. At least when you die, part of your body will already be used to burning.
Nice. That was... All right. That round had a theme. You know about gonorrhea. Michael Costa, go ahead.
I love that Ramsey took all three jokes and went all at Jonathan's gonorrhea. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, take that, gonorrhea.
No, that made me like Jonathan more. I mean, think about it. If you're starting out in comedy and you're getting pussy, you are winning. I mean, that shit.
I'm not getting pussy.
Yeah. No,
it's an asshole thing.
Oh, did I miss the memo? Whatever. As long as you're sticking it in something that's not your sock, it's
Thank
a good
you.
Night.
Mo just walked on my stage and grabbed my microphone and started talking over me. Come on, Mo. I was going to choose the winner who I was going to choose.
Sorry I interrupted this.
This guy was tough. I am voting for... I think the best joke was the faggy opinions on comics, so I'm going to go with Jonathan on this round.
Hey! Johnny's up one. Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, I'm going Jonathan. I liked how he had three different topics. I thought that was cool. He attacked him in three different ways.
All right, Tone, make it count.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear. We're going to round three. I'm excited to see what happens here.
Fuck yeah. All right, Saudi Prince, we're tied up. What you got?
I feel like the Republicans could take a photo and make this a representation of what the terrorists look like in America versus what they really are in America. But I think both of them have been bragging about bombing in Silver Lake coffee shops before it was cool. So I don't know. I want to see what they bring for round three.
That's pretty good.
I'd love to get your theory on this. Before you showed up, we were talking about how suicidal tendencies are highest among white people.
The band or the...
No. Like, white people are...
so reversed.
Depression.
Well, I thought you were talking about the Pepsi can penis thing again or something. Yeah.
Pizza can.
I want a Pepsi. I wanted was a Pepsi.
Why is that? Why are my people so depressed and suicidal? What do you think?
Well, how the fuck would you feel, my friend? Listen, you peaked early. You know what I mean? Like, you fucking... Your people were on top until it fucking mattered. And now it's fucking... Now we're at the show, and what the fuck you're doing, you guys are fucking... You've become more white trash than white power. You know what I mean?
And wow.
It used to be something you embrace, wrong. You know? I mean, fuck, man. Right. Just color alone gave you privilege, and now people are going, that shit doesn't exist. Because it does, but it doesn't. You know what I mean? And that's the sad fact, you know? You guys turned out to... Your genes are about as strong as your legacy. You know? And that's why you get peanut allergies and shit.
Whoa.
Last round of the evening. Are we ready? Ramsey, Johnny, tit for tat. Let's roast.
Jonathan's grandpa recently died, which is sad, but at least he died doing what he loves, not accepting his grandson for being a homo. He's gay.
Ramsey will never make it in comedy because he bombs whenever there's a Jew in the room.
Jonathan, you've had more disappointed gay Latino men inside of you than Pulse Orlando.
Ramsey used to be a Republican because even he knew he shouldn't be here.
Jonathan, I just hope there's no bad blood between us after this battle, because then neither of us will be eligible to donate plasma to the Red Cross. Oh, hell yes.
Ramsey quit his band before they got famous. It's just like him to leave something before it blows up.
Keep it going for that last round of the night. I would love to see your receipts, Wave. I mean, fucking Vagisil, lotion, I mean... Milk. Anyway, let's start with Mo this time.
I mean, they both thought outside the box, you know. He attacked the Arab for bombing. He attacked the gay dude for AIDS. that's a victory either way. I want to know, Brian, what did your parents think of watching you host this show? Was this a mixture of pride and horror?
Whatever.
What did your mom say? No, I'm serious.
She was fine with it.
Right.
Let's not get
real. I go with Harold.
Okay. So this one, Harold Jeff. Ramos. All right.
Jonathan.
Johnny. Jonathan. Johnny's up one. Mo or
Michael. Yeah. Come on. I still can't stop staring at the cum as it slowly drips down the mirror. chunky cum.
Thank you, Rams.
Man, I was impressed with both of you. Both no wasted words with each joke. You were prepared. You didn't have to read anything. You took your time. I think both of you are fantastic roasters and great joke writers.
Well done.
For me personally, the funniest joke out of those six was Ramsey's first about his grandfather not accepting his grandson for being a homo. I think that was the funniest. I'm voting for Ramsey.
Tony, it all comes down to you, player. What you
I'm actually sort of glad that I get to pick this one because I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on that round. That first joke that Ramsey said was great. And you got what's this guy's name again?
Jonathan.
I mean, he went from fucking Verizon to Sprint. Now he takes off the glasses. It's a whole fucking thing. But you know what, Jonathan, you did a joke that I think you nailed the timing of it, and it got the wave to go, and you just basically said he bombs in front of a Jew because he's Palestinian, and I don't know. I mean, I think it got a much bigger reaction. I think your timing was good, but I would have loved to have seen, like, an actual joke. And the fucking, honest to God, I really think Ramsey took this. I really do. And that final joke, fourth joke, first joke, and second and third. But I mean, I don't know.
You don't know? Do you want to do? You want to see one more?
Yeah.
Do you want? I'm putting it on you, Tone. You want to see one
you
more?
Yeah, this is one of those situations where I'm going to go with Ramsey, and if they want to do one more joke just to close the night strong like they should, like sportsmanlike people, then they'll do it anyway. But Ramsey took the victory in round three very clearly to me.
It's up to you. You can take the victory or you can fucking double
one
down.
More.
One more? All right. He's pulling the David Deary. Let's do this. One more for all the fucking marbles in this one. Johnny, you ready? I know you're ready. Who's going first, Tone?
He has to go first. He has to win.
So Johnny's going first?
Yeah.
Thank you, Marina. All right. Let's roast!
Ramsey's such a Samantha because he's most likely to get beheaded in Dubai.
Jonathan, that joke bombed so bad, I want to throw it into one of your nightclubs.
Wait a second.
There it is.
Moses, right. Was he referencing like an actual Sex in the City episode in his joke?
Like we all knew it, right?
What did that happen in? What is that?
Sounds like that show got way better.
Yes, thank you. It was the second movie.
The sequel, and you dropped that like we also, like it was Star Wars or something
right.
Like that. Like he's like, you all know what happened to Samantha in Dubai, right?
Y'all get it.
I mean, if you didn't see the Sex in the City.
That's when you know a show has jumped the shark.
He's a big fan of Sex in the City, and clearly he loves to have sex in the shitty. But... Again, Ramsey won it when he decided to go to overtime anyway. But Jonathan, you were still very funny tonight. Right?
That was awesome.
Is it going to the audience? I'm sorry. Did I interrupt?
No. It's Ramsey, but go ahead. Closing words from Costa and Mandel here.
I couldn't hear Ramsey's joke. I didn't understand Jonathan's joke. That's my final.
Close it strong, Mo.
Same. I couldn't understand that one. I couldn't understand that one, but they liked that one more, so fucking Ramsey definitely won.
Saudi Prince, before I raise your boy's hand.
If we all want to live, raise his fucking hand.
Yo, still undefeated, Ramsey Badawi. Hug each other. And that is another fucking edition of the Roast Battle. One more time for Ramsey and Jonathan. Everybody you've seen, hi Connor, Tony the Golden Pony, Mo Mandel, Michael Costa. Make love for everybody.
Moses has created a room where it is okay to
to let your human nature take over and be yourself and laugh at things that we always wanted to laugh at without feeling fear of oh and boo and that's not appropriate and whatever the fuck else. Moses has created a vestige of free speech and where people can let their inner selves and inner truths and sense of humor be uninhibited by social construct and just be yourselves and have a good time and all be joined as one. And when we come together in that room, we are all one people and we can laugh and have a good time because we know we're all friends. And at the end of the day, I probably won't light you on fire. There's a lot of imitators on the Twitters and the Instagrams. I use my birth name. It's Saudi Doody on Twitter and Instagram. So if you want to find me, it's Saudi Doody.
Saudi Doody.
My father liked the old American television.
Saudi Doody.
That's it, man.
Fucking great.
It's a good show.